Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Just in time for the 2020 presidential election, the new children's book from New York Times bestselling author Jill Twiss, Everyone Gets a Say, introducing children to the importance of voting and democracy, of speaking up and using your voice. Jill is also the number one New York Times bestselling author of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, presents A Day in the Life of Marlon Brando, and The Someone New, two picture books that teach children about tolerance for those who are different and the power of kindness over fear. Jill has won multiple Emmys, Writers Guild of America Awards, Peabody Awards, for work as a writer on HBO's acclaimed hit series, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, also portrays Janice from Accounting, a musical theater actress, stand-up comic, voiceover artist, composer, at one time a standardized test tutor. She even writes sentences for the script's National Spelling Bee. Award-winning comedy writer and best-selling author Jill Twiss, her newest book, Everyone Gets a Say, is with us on This Week in America. Jill, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh my gosh, I think that was the best introduction I've ever gotten in my entire life. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's great to have you here to talk about this book, Everyone Gets a Say. Boy, talk about timely. How did the idea come about to do this book geared for children on voting?
Sure. Well, I had written a book called The Someone New,
yes.
Which was to help kids maybe welcome a new kid to their school or just to learn how to not be scared of new things. And my publisher let me know that they would love to have another book with those characters. And we knew the 2020 election was coming up. And I really like to write about things that I think kids are hearing about a lot. You know, our country is dealing with this election. Kids all know the election is going on. They know it's important. For some kids, they might know that their parents are nervous about it or are working hard on it or have really strong opinions on it. And so I tried to think about what does a kid need to know about voting? And what it came down to for me is that kids need to know that the ideal of voting is that it doesn't matter if you're the loudest or the most powerful or, you know, the tallest or the strongest or whatever. Voting is the place where your voice is heard. Your voice is, you know, is important. So if you're the quietest kid in the class, you get the same vote as the loudest kid in the class. And so that was the message I wanted to get across for kids, you know, as they're learning about this election.
Talk about the challenges of doing that. You were writing for a late night comedy show. This wasn't a children's show that you were doing, but you do so well in taking a message and breaking it down to a children's level. In fact, one review of the Someone New says, excellent book, and it wasn't cheesy. And I think, you know, maybe that sort of sums it up. Sometimes we have a tendency to be a little cheesy when we're talking down to kids. You're not. What was the challenge in getting this message across in a language that will hold a child's attention and will stay with them?
Sure. I think what you said is so important, that you don't want to talk down to the kids and you don't want to write sort of a super sappy story that's just for the parents. Although hopefully you have enough little jokes in there that the parents can get through the book. Because I happen to know that kids sometimes have a favorite book that they want to read, you know, 500 times. For me, though, I think it was just reading a lot of kids' books. And I don't think it's so different from comedy. You know, I've spent the last several years writing comedy for a show called Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, where our goal was to distill maybe a complicated issue down into something that was understandable and then to make it interesting and to make it funny. And that's not so different from writing a kid's book, where you're trying to think of the issue, the thing you want to get across to the kids, then you need to make it understandable, and then you need to find a way to make it interesting. You need to find a way to, you know, kids' books can't just teach them something. They have to be something that the kid is actually interested in or wants to read again.
By the way, Jill's book, Everyone Gets a Say, now available wherever books are sold. We'll give you all that information as we go throughout the program. Another important part of this is the illustrator, and you've got this wonderful collaborator that you've worked with on your books. Talk about E.G. Keller and him taking your words and really making them come alive with his illustrations.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to talk about E.G. Keller. I am so in awe of his talent. He's not someone I knew. He is someone that we chose, that I didn't choose, that the show chose to illustrate my first book, A Day in the Life of Marlon Bundo. That book came out. I had never met him. And then my agent actually got together with his agent and decided that it would be great if we wrote another book together. And finally, after that second book came out, did I actually get to meet him because he lives in Colorado. So we don't get to collaborate on this at all. But what happens is that I will write the story and then he will come back with these sketches that just make me cry. In this particular book, and everyone gets a say, there is a picture where the animals actually get to vote. And it's a giant tree, and you can see a little hedgehog putting an acorn in a little acorn-shaped slot, you know, putting his vote in there. Yes. And I just, when I saw it, I just teared up. He makes these beautiful animals with these expressive faces that have such heart. And every time I think I've imagined what he's going to do, he comes back with something even better.
Well, it so complements your text because you're saying things so wonderfully that everyone can relate to. And then you look at the expressions on the animals and what E.G. comes up with. And that's telling a story as well. It's such a wonderful job that the two of you have done. The book, Everyone Gets a Say by Jill Twiss, available wherever books are sold. Jill's website is jilltwiss.com. We'll give you that again throughout the program. This, I guess, really started with last week tonight with Marlon Bundo. And talk about that, because you're the one, I understand, that pitched the idea of doing this children's book. How did this whole thing come about? Explain who Marlon Bundo is for those who may not know.
Sure. Marlon Bundo is the actual bunny rabbit that is a pet of our Vice President Mike Pence. And I was a huge fan of Marlon Bundo, the actual bunny, on Instagram. I followed Marlon Bundo. I loved every picture of Marlon Bundo. I might personally not agree with a lot of things Mike Pence does, but I agree with everything Marlon Bundo does. So what happened was I saw a press release saying that they were going to release a book about Marlon Bundo. And I went, you know, what would be fun is if we also released a book about Marlon Bundo. So I pitched it, not thinking it would necessarily happen. In fact, thinking it probably wouldn't happen because publishing a children's book is a huge thing for a TV show to do. But they said yes. And so I wrote the book and we ended up choosing to donate all of the proceeds, everything, you know, I would make or Last Week Tonight would make from the book, all went to the Trevor Project, which is a charity that helps LGBTQ youth, and AIDS United, which is a project that helps victims of AIDS. So it was such a cool experience, but it was also just a very fun and funny and silly experience to talk about this bunny that I had been following on Instagram and writing a story about him.
You know, it's interesting. It became an international bestseller, outsold the Pence book, the original book, in talking about Marlon Bundo. And it's got an audiobook that's got an all-star cast. Talk about that, because you've got some great talent that's doing the audio version of Marlon Bundo.
Oh, it was maybe the coolest experience of my life. I'm sure that I will never have an experience like that again. But yes, you can also listen to the audiobook where Marlon Bundo, I should tell you a little bit about the story. Marlon Bundo, in our story, meets and falls in love with another boy bunny named Wesley, and they want to get married, but a stink bug won't let them get married, and I won't tell you how it ends. But in this wonderful audiobook, Marlon Bundo is played by Jim Parsons, from The Big Bang Theory, and Wesley, the love of his life, is played by Jesse Tyler Ferguson. The stink bug is played by John Lithgow. It was nothing cooler will ever happen to me than hearing my words read aloud so beautifully by Jim Parsons.
Jill Twiss, our guest on the program, talking about her three children's books, all bestsellers. Everyone Gets a Say is just out there, book available wherever books are sold. And you've got this interesting background. You're out of college, you're accepted in law school, and you decide instead of hitting the books to hit the road, and you took a job in children's theater. What impact did that have on you? Was that this opportunity to say, boy, a young mind, these people are great. They're not going to boo, they're not going to send me angry emails, and they've got open minds.
You know, I wish that I knew exactly why I made that decision. I think what I knew was if I went to law school, that would put me on a certain path that partially because of how much money I would have had to pay to go to law school, I really couldn't get off that path. So I took kind of the first other opportunity I had, which was a children's theater tour. Embarrassingly, I was in a show called Ready, Aim, Recycle, where I had to rap and where I am eternally grateful that children did not have cell phones then and could not record me. And to my knowledge, there are no recordings of this. But it was really a chance to just go all around the country, which is something that, you know, I'd always wanted to do, to get to perform, to get to meet kids. You get to sign autographs. No famous person will ever get to have the joy of signing as many autographs as anyone who performs a children's theater tour for a bunch of 8-year-olds. And it also just made me move to New York. You know, after that, I yes. went, well, let's give this a shot. At least then I'll know. And I moved here and I never left. I did leave musical theater. I sort of started to realize that if I wasn't happier when people were clapping for me, then there's a chance I was actually a writer and not an actor or not a stand-up comedian. But yeah, it was a real wonderful experience to sort of help me just have a minute to figure out what I wanted to do.
About a minute left in the program. What are you working on now? I know you've got a play that you've been working on. How's that coming?
I just finished the first draft of a play, a comedy, about the Seneca Falls Convention, which is the convention in 1848 when women first asked for the right to vote. And I did it just because I started to read about these women, and they were so weird and so interesting. I read, you know, one of the first things I read was about Martha Coffin Wright, who was 41 and pregnant and read a humor piece. And as soon as I read that, I went, I want to talk about these women. I want to learn more about these women. And I'm so excited to have a first draft of it done right around the centennial of women first yes. getting that right to vote.
Talk about another timely message. You seem to have that going for you. And if you want to follow Jill, all of all of what we're talking about is available out there, including the second book, the first one outside the show, The Someone New. All of those books are available. Jill Twiss, you'll find the books wherever books are sold. And you can follow Jill by Jill Twiss. You can find her website. You can find her on Twitter. You can find her on Instagram. The new book, again, Everyone Gets a Say. It's now available. Jill, thank you so much. Fun having you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Thank you. With us on the program, Jill Twiss, author of Everyone Gets a Say. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.